Good morning to everyone. Today is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say, the Lord Jesus, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of operation of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God, who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed, by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the grace of healing in one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. As far as the words of the epistle. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee, standing, prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. As for the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost. Dear faithful, we see the during the season after Pentecost, we see again and again these same lessons every year, and in one way, these lessons are old, because we hear them every year, because they were there for centuries before we were born. Because they say the same things again and again. And yet in another way they are new, always new, because they apply to every generation and to every year. And again, we see these teachings that St. Paul teaching to the Corinthians. Corinthians, that was in Greece, in the center of Greece, where there was a great shipping center and was known for its portliness, insofar as sailors' ports were like that. And Paul had preached there, and he wrote them a letter. And he was saying, one of the points he brings up is that no man says anathema to Jesus, speaking by the Spirit of God. And here, you can be sure he was speaking against those who refused Jesus to be the Savior, the Messiah. They were not speaking by the Spirit of God when they said that. And This gospel contrasts in a parable, a proud man with a humble man. And one of the qualities of the proud man is that he does not want to depend so much on God. Instead, he trusts in his own goodness and in his own strength. And those who refused that Jesus was the Messiah were on this side. They were trusting in themselves and not in God. And when we trust in God and not so much in ourselves, that is an act of humility. And the virtue of humility, of course, is the habit of doing these things. Every virtue is a good habit, whereas a vice is a bad habit. And we're all creatures of habit. And Jesus said at the beginning, or it's written, Luke says at the beginning, about whom Jesus was addressing. Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Now, it's very easy for us to think very well of ourselves. In fact, it's almost quite natural. We want to think that we are great guys and that we don't really have anything wrong with us, when the fact is we have a whole lot wrong with us. And it is one of the dogmas of the Catholic religion, one of the truths of faith, defined in the Council of Trent, that human beings come into this world with original sin on their souls. When the Catholic parents have a baby, they bring him to the church to be baptized. But what for? Because of formality? No. That's not the reason. Because they are proud of their child and they want to show him off? No, that's not the reason. Because they want blessings for the child? Now we're getting warm. What's the real reason? Think. The baby can't go to heaven without God's grace, and is born without God's grace. So it comes into the world unable to go to heaven. Impossible. And so he has to give, the baby needs the graces of God. And what is keeping the graces from that baby is the stain of original sin and the wound of original sin. And even when we're baptized, we know that when we're baptized, the stain of original sin is removed. We're clean from sin. And we are full of God's grace. God pours his own life into our soul. God's uncreated and eternal life, which we do not have before baptism, pours it into our soul, and so we're clean and full of grace. And yet, there is still something wrong with us. We have the wound of original sin a weakness, some damage on our soul that is not repaired by baptism. And it's by this wound that we are subject to temptations and sin. And those that Jesus addressed this parable to trusted in themselves as just and despised others. In the light of the teaching on original sin, it's stupid to trust in oneself and to despise others. And yet we tend to do it. Somebody brought me a sheet of all the teachings of the popes about modesty and dress. And I looked at it and I told the person that brought it to me, I said, "That's very good. That is the correct teaching on modesty and dress. And we don't need to dress immodestly in order to provoke temptations in our neighbors, whose wound of original sin does not make them immune, rather susceptible to temptations of immodesty." And I told her, "You can put that on the literature table, but I don't want anyone here to shove it in someone's face and say, 'Here, read this, you need it.'" It would be like today's Pharisee. Trusting in themselves as good and despising others. Others will catch on soon enough of what modesty is supposed to be like without having their noses rubbed in it. They're good people. They know how to catch on. Best thing to do for people who are a little behind on that point is to give a good example and encourage them in some way which won't provoke them to just leave and not pursue the rest of the package of eternal life and drive them away needlessly. In Europe, at the churches in Rome especially, you see placards outside the church. They have them standing on the steps in front of the church and on the deck and the porch of the church. And they have silhouettes of those who are immodestly dressed in this or that way, and they put the circle with the slash over it. You know? So you know, if you're dressed like this, you're not supposed to be in there. Because they really, after all, most people could just go back to their room or their hotel or house or whatever and get changed and come back properly attired. And the first time they see that, they're going to say, "Oh, I didn't think of it." And then they will, next time, they'll say, "Okay, well, I should dress properly for this thing." It's like going to a wedding in blue jeans and a raggedy t-shirt. You know, you just don't do that. You know? And they learn. Little kids need experience, and they grow up and they learn as they go along. So it's no big deal if they just catch on. Right? So he was addressing those who trusted in themselves as good. If anyone trusts himself as good and just, he's trusting a fool. It's foolish to trust oneself. If we trust ourselves, we'll take chances with sin. We'll take chances with our souls. And we'll put ourselves in occasions which lead into sin. And the one who does not trust himself, like the publican in today's gospel, he will be careful. Instead of taking chances, he will take precautions. And he will keep himself at a distance from the danger. He will not walk along the edge of the cliff carelessly, because he'll realize that because of original sin, and often because of our own personal sins, we're weak and easily commit sins. And as the good Lord came to save sinners, the one who is just will not acknowledge that he needs Jesus. And thus slight his redemptive mission. So today, to summarize, let us develop the habit of humility, reminding ourselves that we're all a bunch of sinners. We need an instruction, and we need to be careful of ourselves. And if we do those things, we're on the safest path. And we're doing what we can with the help of God's grace to ensure that we'll be safe in heaven one day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.